Hello again. I'd like to take a moment to share with you something that I really feel is significant, meaningful, and very, very useful. This is a simple diagram. It shows the circulation within the family tree. So each one of these individual lines that you see, they're different parts of your family. The ones on the top has the red marks by it. This is your father's family. The ones with the blue on the bottom is your mother's family. And we are going through these individual lines all the time. We never stop. Day or night, no matter what season, no matter what year, no matter what stage of life you're in, you're traveling this circuitry. Now, this circuitry also corresponds to the times of the day. There's one pattern that shows coming up, and that's where the blue meets the red, and that's sunrise. So when this ascending darkness pattern begins to illuminate, it meets at this point at sunrise. It goes all the way through the day, midday, and comes down again into the afternoon and then into the evening, and comes in at sunset and goes on in through the night. The ability to be able to do that is what we do every single day. Now, later on, we can talk about this being sympathetic, parasympathetic. We can do a left brain, right brain. We'll even do a special series on heart rate variability, which is the ability for this motion to move elastically. It's a whole nother subject, but very worth talking about. This pattern is something I urge you to consider each moment of the day. If you have a moment of something, like just a little while ago, I had a beautiful little fawn, baby fawn, walk into my yard and, you know, hang out in my bird feeder. It's a feeling. Ah, so this is a spontaneous event that I now have as a law of attraction to give me that opportunity to feel something spontaneously. It could be an animal, it could be a bird, it could be a cloud, it could be just a rock, or it could be someone driving and somebody cuts you off and something triggers you. No matter what it is, 100% of the time, I urge you to go here. No matter what it is, happy, sad, beautiful, confused, no matter what the feeling is, and you kind of make these circles and you stand in the middle of this and I suggest you aspire to want to feel more and know the truth about, go there. The reason that we have these laws of attraction is because on these individual threads of life force that's moving through you are what I call little barnacles of memories given to you by your great grandmother or somebody else or the unkind teacher you had or person or trauma. We have tens of thousands of dust-like particles inside our flowing dynamics. So in order to help us cleanse, change, remove these things, we create a law of attraction. A law of attraction is automatically magnetized to whatever you're holding in your spirit body, aura, energy field, chi field, whatever you want to call it. We hold these memories inside of a small field. Sometimes it might look a bit like this. This is the heart, and the heart has this electromagnetic series. The heart is an electromagnetic generator that basically is the strongest generator of the electromagnetic field in the body, but the electromagnetic field has gradations of densities, and I call these gates. These gates have different diameters, and we've talked about it in the past. This is the gate about self. This is the gate about others. This is the gate about the all. We have three diameters. And now this links us into not just the lymphatic system, which physically it does, and the blood, but it links us into the energy field around us and sends out a message for whoever has exactly the right charge to come over to you and create a moment. That law of attraction is generated inside you. Now, I'm suggesting that you might consider going a little deeper. By going a little deeper, I mean this is the same picture with the descending, ascending circulation, the ascending being primarily masculine, the descending being primarily feminine. This is where this same point that you saw in the heart, I'm suggesting that you go to the heart. You can use any region around the heart. You can use the thymus, one of my favorites. You can use the pericardium. You can use the sinal node. You can use the valves. You can use anywhere that brings you over there and see what begins to happen. My suggestion is anytime you have a trigger, and even when you're not having a trigger, oh, I'm just tired. I'm just, oh, the world is so cruel and angry and divided and there's violence. And do you know what they did to them? And you know how many times we hear that in the news or the social network or our family, the dramas are going on in the neighborhood. 100% of everything that's happening is loving. Yes, some of it is brought to us by some very unloving and even evil people or spirits or entities, yes, but the law of attraction for it coming to us individually and the law of attraction for it to come to us collectively in a community or a country or a race or an economic class, it comes to us for perfect reasons. Everything comes to us as a result of somebody else's individual or collective free will. That free will experience now generates a cause-effect reality. The arrival of this cause-effect difficulty or trigger or trauma or pain or depression, sadness, grief, whatever it is exactly the thing that we need to feel. If you go, no, you did that to me. Those left, right, in, out, those race, this color, creed, this, I'm suggesting go there. That place. Feel. Make three circles. Show me the truth about this feeling and every feeling like this I've ever denied because it's being given to you in that moment as a perfect opportunity to clean, transform, release it. There are many different qualities that need to be felt, experienced. Some of them are from somebody else and other ones from collective consciousness and one is from a specific grandfather or grandmother. And there's different things that we need to do. But first it starts out with be aware, choose to want to feel, no matter what it is. Show me the truth about this feeling and every feeling like it I've ever denied. And then you're actually cleaning one little thread somewhere in the family tree. You're along, this is just like a whole orchestra of different musical instruments. Yes, All of these are glands and organs and body systems and vowel sounds and hand mudras, and all that stuff is right in there, right? It's all there. The law of attraction comes as a gift to give us, you and me, the opportunity to feel that feeling and to transform it right here. If you stay out here and you go, no, and whine and project and anger, pandering, grief, sadness, confusion, justification, excuses, that's all outside. The problem is with the outside is what goes around comes around. So if you have a specific charged reaction, it goes around and it gradually accumulates more and more impetus over a period of time, and slowly, like a being inside of a cellophane bag, we're slowly causing more and more accumulation of pain, suffering, grief inside of us. And eventually our respiratory system or our kidney system, something begins to break down. This is about the whole function of the magnetic function of the heart's capacity and the lungs to be able to breathe. Yes, you can go right here and breathe. My suggestion is just try it yourself. Go right to that place and just take 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Just take 6 breaths. Ideally, you can go to 5, 4 if you really want to. Stay in that position and just take 30 seconds, 3 minutes. I would suggest that you do 1 minute before you do 2 minutes, and then 2 minutes before you do 3 minutes. You go right there and you feel. Feel while you're breathing. Later on, I'll share with you some opportunities to do more with this. One of the things that you can look for is this is right where the equinox occurs. Equinox in the autumn and the equinox in the spring, this is where they cross over and meet, where we're changing sides of the family tree. That's an equinox. You're changing sides of the family tree. At the solstice, you're changing gender. If you look more like this, this pattern here, this is, you know, every time you go into the summer solstice, you're coming down to the winter solstice, you're changing genders. Not you. You're not a transgender person, I'm sure. Down here, I mean, you're changing into all the men in your mother's family, and then all of the men in your father's family. And at the very top of the summer solstice, you're coming down with all the women in your father's family month by month. And then you go into the equinox and you... lots of things are possible. You might see it something like this, because this is kind of how it is, right? You can go inside of this, take your 6 breaths. You can inhale up the front and exhale down the back. Go right to that position. Feel. Use your breath. Use your life. And then within seconds, there will be the arrival of some other feeling of doubt, fear, confusion, anxiety. And you want to do something, feed your addictions, big, pick up your devices, grab the ice cream, the alcohol, whatever. Go there. And then when you see the arrival of something that you know that is probably not healthy, even while you're eating something unhealthy, you know, like one of my little addictions sometimes is good buttered popcorn. You know, even if the butter is not all that healthy. And it's just like, show me the truth about what really drives my attraction to this or that, this person, this situation. So when your brother-in-law comes by, or heaven help you, your mother-in-law comes by, show me the truth about my feelings. Because the chances are you're processing something else from somewhere in the family tree, and that is what you need to feel, or you're going to continue to keep collecting density until you pass. Now, you could get bold and want to, you could do one line at a time. And if you did 12 months in a row of each one of these lines, and some of you have, I know, if you did 12 months in a row, you basically have covered the entire family tree one breath at a time, because you were breathing when you were processing it. So the goal is to enter this through the breath, feel it, process it. I'm inviting you to do this with us. There's a number of us doing this for 4 years. We're on the third year now with some people, but that doesn't mean you have to start at zero. If you want to utilize the collective feeling of the group, we're all doing this liberally for service to others and compassion, you can enter into and experience this from any place that you are. Practice. There's no criteria, there's no qualification, there's no certification, there's no money exchange. Yes, you can donate if you want, but it's not asked for or required. You can do what you want. You can do all of these feelings. Now, if you get really bold, maybe it feels a little bit more like this, where you just kind of like want to sit in here, you know, and you want to do that. Put that down into any part of your body. The goal is to so much feel each one of these lines and each one of these months and each one of these grandmothers and grandfathers, and consciously desire to want to occupy the actual who you are, the sincere desire to be the true and unique you. You can call that anything you want. Soul, higher self, consciousness, God. You can call it whatever you want. But the sincere desire to want to be, actualize, embody that. Now, I'm suggesting that you start with it in your chest, but you can put it in your navel. Oh, yes. The navel is a very good one, by the way. You can put it into your throat. Different things happen there. And you can put it in your pituitary, your pineal. So I'm suggesting that you can use this to your advantage. It starts out with simple experiences of wanting to breathe with awareness, purpose, and intention. And then it will guide you to other options and choices and processes and philosophies and religion. You'll go wherever you need to go, because there's probably something in that vector for you that is the opposite of the one that your mate's involved in or your attraction, because we always get these opposites. The nature of those opposites sometimes is so challenging. I have my own. This is like an opposite, right? This is your father's family. This is your mother's family. This is a jewel. This is a flower. Yes, the stream is over there. The shaker's over there. Yes, this is what we do. Whoever we're around is actually engaged in bringing the law of attraction. Yes, I am your law of attraction. That's got to be a little bit scary, but you're also mine. Whoever you are out there, even if you're invisible in the background and you never text or never communicate and you're engaged in this, you're my law of attraction. And sooner or later we meet, and sooner or later we get to clean all of this between you and I. That's life. Ideally, we do this so well that we get to go on for a, you know, maybe a very long time. I still like this one. Yes, this is just from the Webb telescope. I just like that spot. And this is, well, I'm still learning how to do this, but it's all about the silence in the back. That what looks black is actually silence. Awareness, feeling, silence. Breathe. Go ahead. Breathe. It's okay. Thank you for your ongoing, persistent, sometimes evasive dedication. If you have a question about something or you want to see something more about something, either text me publicly or privately, and I'll do my best not to embarrass you. I won't mention your name. If you want to learn more about it, then learn more about it. Ask. Thank you for coming.